Us this morning to Jeremiah.
请打开圣经耶利米书。
Does everyone have a Bible? If you don't have a Bible, just raise your hand. The usher will give you one.
我们都有圣经吗？如果你没有圣经，请举手。我们可以给你一本。
If you cannot afford a Bible.Tell one of the ushers, and they will get you one.
如果你不能没有这个能力负担一本圣经，请告诉我们，我们会给你买一本。
There is nothing more important in life than knowing the contents of God's word.
在这个世界上没有比认识圣经的内容更重要的事情。
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24.
耶利米书第九章二十三跟二十四节。
Thus says the Lord, verse 23, Let not a wise man boast of his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast of his might. Let not the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth.For I delight in these things, declares the Lord.
耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口。夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口。这是耶和华说的。
Exodus.Chapter 26.
出埃及记第二十六章。
The second book in the Bible.
在圣经里第二卷书。
Exodus chapter 26.
出埃及记第二十六章。
Verse 1. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains.Of fine twisted linen, blue, purple, scarlet material. You shall make them with cherubim, the work of a skillful workman.
第一节，你要用十幅幔子做帐幕，这些幔子要用燃的细麻和蓝色、紫色、朱红色线制造，并用巧匠的手工绣上基路伯。
Verse 31.
第三十一节。
And you shall make a veil of blue, purple, scarlet material, and fine twisted linen. It shall be made with cherubim, the work of a skillful workman.
你要用蓝色、紫色、朱红色线和燃的细麻织麦子，以巧匠的手工绣上基路伯。
Chapter 35 of Exodus.
出埃及记第三十五章
Verse 30
第三十节
Then Moses Exodus 35 verse 30
出埃及记第三十五章第三十节
Then Moses said to the sons of Israel See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah.And he shall be filled with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all craftsmanship.
摩西对以色列人说，犹大支派中户尔的孙子乌利的儿子以撒列，耶和华已经提他的名召他，又以神的灵充满了他，使他有智慧、聪明、智识，能做各样的工。
To make designs for working in gold, silver, in bronze, and in the cutting stones for settings, and in the carving of wood, so as to perform in every inventive work.
能想出巧工，用金银铜制造各物，又能刻宝石，可以镶嵌，能挑刻木头，能做各样的巧工。
He also has put in his heart to teach both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahishmac of the tribe of Dan.
耶和华又使他和但支派中亚西沙漠的儿子亚和利亚伯心里灵敏，能教导人。
And he has filled them with skill to perform every work of an engraver and of a designer and of an embroiderer in blue, purple, and in scarlet material and in fine linen and of a weaver as performers of every work and makers of design.
耶和华使他们的心满有智慧，能做各样的工，无论是挑刻的工、巧匠的工，用蓝色、紫色、朱红色线和细麻绣花的工，并机匠的工，他们都能做，也能想出奇巧的工。
Matthew 27.
马太福音第二十七章。
Verse 50.
第五十节。
Matthew 27, verse 50.
马太福音第二十七章第五十节。
And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice, and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two, from top to bottom. And the earth shook, and the rocks were split. And the tombs were open, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep.were raised, and coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they entered the holy city and appeared to many.
耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。忽然，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂，坟墓也开了。已睡的圣徒的身体多有起来的，到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进了圣城，向许多人显现。
Matthew 11, one last verse.
最后我们看马太福音第十一章。
Matthew 11, verse 27.
马太福音第十一章第二十七节。
This is Jesus speaking, All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son reveals to him.
一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父没有人知道子。除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
No one knows the Father, no one knows the Son, unless the Father reveals the Son to us.
没有人能认识子，也没有人能认识父，除非父把他自己显现给我们。
We are at the Lord's mercy this morning.
我们是在神的怜悯之下。
It is the Lord's will and desire.To present the Son to us.
神的意愿跟神的喜好是要把他的儿子献给我们。
He desires to show the Son to us this morning in all of his beauty.
他是渴慕把他的儿子用他以他所有的美丽在我面前显现。
All of his harmony, all of his majesty.
所有的和谐，所有的大能。
And show how applicable, practical he is to us.
也给我们看到我们如何可以把它在生活中实行出来。
But it's necessary to have our heavenly cell phone on.
可是我们真的需要是把属天的这个手机打开。
Those of you who have cell phones know that once in a while you have interference.
你们有手机的都知道，偶尔你们会有这个杂音。
If you get behind a mountain, that mountain obscures the way, and you're not able to communicate.
如果你在山的前面，那个山就会挡住你的这些频率，你就不能很清楚的听到你的手机。
Sometimes the interference is just children playing around you.
有的时候，小孩在你旁边吵闹玩耍，所以你也不能听得清楚。
Or you might say, I must step outside this building to get better reception.
或者你说我要离开这个大楼去外面才可以接到更好的信号。
Just as important is our heavenly cell phone.
我们的属天的手机何等重要。
One thought and we lose contact with our heavenly Father.
我们只有一个意念进到我们心中，我们就跟我们天上的父关系断开了。
We are distracted.
我们就被搅扰了。
Our mind goes back to something last week.
我们的心就想到上星期发生的事情。
Our mind quickly goes forward to something in the coming week.
或者我们的心思又想到下礼拜会发生的事情。
We need the help of the Lord.
我们真的是需要主的帮助。
As we just read here in Matthew 11, no one knows the Son, no one knows the Father, unless they reveal.
正如我们刚才马太福音所念的，没有人知道子，没有人知道父，除非他们向我们指示。
And God uses the person of the Holy Spirit to reveal His Son.
神用圣灵来指示我们他的儿子。
The number one occupation of the person of the Holy Spirit is to reveal Christ and to work Christ into our innermost being.
圣灵的第一个首要的工作就是把主耶稣显现在我们心中，并且把他的工作做在我们心里。
Let's turn on our heavenly cell phones.
所以我们应该把我们属天的手机打开。
Lord, we want to see Jesus.
主啊，我们要看到耶稣。
We want to know him.
我们要认识他。
We thank you, Father, for this past hour of just being able to stop in the middle of a busy week and remember Him.
主啊，我们感谢刚才过去的一个钟头，我们可以在这个繁忙的周中抽出时间来敬拜他。
Lord, give us an open heaven.
主啊，给我们一个敞开的天。
Speak to your children.
向你的子女说话。
Our cry is we want to see Jesus.
我们的呼喊就是我们要看到耶稣。
In Christ's name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. In the Word, there are three thoughts that generally occupy from Genesis to Revelation.
在圣经的话里面有三个意念是从创世纪到启示录。
You probably are saying you've got to be kidding. Three thoughts?
你大概想我是在开玩笑吧，怎么可能只有三个意念呢？
I can read the whole book of Leviticus and not get anything.
我可以看整个利未记而什么都不知道他在讲什么。
How can you say that there are three thoughts?
你怎么可以说他只有三个意念呢？
First of all, there is the thought that prevails all through the Bible that man has fallen.
第一个这个思想就是说这个思想在整本圣经都通用的，就是说人是堕落的。
That there is nothing in you and I that can make it to heaven.
在我们里面没有任何的东西可以让我们进入天堂。
There is the thought also that God has a man in his son.
还有一个思念就是说神在他儿子里面是有一个人。
The last Adam. The last Adam.
那末后的亚当。
God's right man.
那是神对的一个人。
A man in glory.
这是在荣耀里的人。
Our God says, I can approve of this man.
神说我可以赞许这一个人。
This is the man I was looking for.
这就是我在寻找的一个人。
And then on the third thought that we have,
还有一个思念就是
is this man with a company of people.
还有一个思念就是说这个人是在一群人的当中。
This father with sons.
这个父亲是跟众子在一起。
These three thoughts are dispersed all through the word.
这三个思念在整本圣经里面是常常出现的。
And yet in one sense we can divide up, for example, we can take the first 39 books.
我们可以把它分开，比如说我们看首先的三十九卷书。
One can come to the end of Malachi.
我们可以看到马拉基书。
And a lot of you have a blank page once you get to the end of Malachi.
到了马拉基书之后，你会看到有一页是空白的。
And you could write in there, in that blank page, this summarizes the failure of man.
你可以在那一页空白的页上面写说，这个就总结了人的失败。
Man.Flunk the test.
人是不能是不能通过这个测试的。
And then we start with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and we could say, God has this man.
然后我们可以看到马太、马可、路加跟约翰，神就得着这个人。
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, God's answer to fallen man.
这在马太、马可、路加、约翰，就是人对这个堕落的人的一个回应。
And then from Acts to the end of the Bible.
从使徒行传到圣经的末了。
We begin to see God's corporate man.
我们就可以看到神的这个整体的人。
Further detailed in the epistles.
我们在书信里面可以看到更多的细节。
Mount Zion in reality, not just the picture of the Old Testament.
我们可以到锡安山的实际，而不是那个旧约里面的一个预表。
And yet, it's very interesting. We can go right back to Genesis 1, and we can see Jesus Christ.In light.
可是很有趣的，我们可以看到，从创世纪第一章第一节，我们也可以看到主耶稣，他的活在那里。
Adam is a picture of the Lord Jesus.
亚当是主的一个预表。
And when the Lord opened that side of Adam there in Genesis 2 and took out that little portion and made the woman.
当在创世纪第二章，主把亚当的旁边打开，然后在他那里拿了一部分出来。
We have a picture of the church.
我们可以看到教会的预表。
For when the Lord was on the cross and that spear pierced his side.
当主耶稣在十字架的时候，那个枪刺在他的肋旁的时候。
And out from his side flowed blood and water.
血和水就从他旁边流出来。
We have the very elements for our new birth.
我们可以看到我们这个新生命的一些元素。
The precious blood of forgiveness, of cleanliness.
我们可以看到这个很宝贝的这个赦罪的恩典跟这个这个罪的事情。
And the water that gives perpetual life to our new creation.
我们也可以从这个水里面看到这个水是给我们永生。
So we see these three thoughts all the way through.
我们可以看到这三个思念不断的出现。
But right at the heart of all three,
可是我们在这三个思念的中心部分
is this new man.
是这个新造的人。
And everything really emanates out of him.
所有的事情都是从他那里开始的。
If you and I sit down and we just ponder our sin,
如果我们就坐下来就在看我们自己的罪
we will become very depressed
我们会有患这个忧郁症
also if we look at Zion and we see the church and the gathering
如果我们看到锡安山我们看到教会的聚集
it will not be too long until we see some real flaws
我们很快就会看到一些很严重的缺失
weaknesses
一些弱点
but the LordDirects us always to his son.
可是神常常是把我们带到他的儿子里面。
In the Psalms 48, we have a beautiful psalm of Zion.
在诗篇48篇，我们看到很美丽的一个锡安山的图画。
But it doesn't start out, "Great is Zion, greatly to be praised."
可是他开始的时候，并不是说锡安山是可以得到大赞美的。
It begins by saying, "Great is the Lord."And greatly to be praised.
他开始的时候是说到，主是可以得到大赞美的。
And out of the life of the Lord Jesus comes this beautiful symbol called Zion.
从主的生命里面，我们可以看到这个预表就是锡安山。
A place where Christ is on the throne of the lives of a gathering.
当主坐在这个聚会的宝座上。
Where He rules and orders things.
当他是主治一切，当他安排一切的时候。
Where there are a people that are right with one another.
当人与人是关系良好的时候。
Where they appreciate each other.
当他们彼此看重的时候。
Because they look at the Christ in one another instead of the flaws.
因为他们看到彼此里面的基督，而不是看到彼此的弱点。
We don't have to look at each other very long, and we find flaws.
我们不需要看一个人看很久就可以看到他的缺点。
The Lord, in His great wisdom, gives many, many pictures in the Word regarding His Son.
神蛮有智慧，所以在他的话语里面，他给了在他的对他的儿子有很多很多的预表。
We love Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John just looking at Jesus.
我们看从马太、马可、路加、约翰可以看到很多很多耶稣。
Just to look at Matthew 9 and just see that day that he experienced so many different things.
你只要看到马太就可以看到他经历了很多事情。
We just marvel at this person.
我们对这个人觉得很稀奇。
But God has given us the Old Testament to fill in so many of the blanks.
可是神也给我们旧约，让我们可以得到一些的答案。
To give fullness.
可以得到满足。
And one of the great pictures that we have in the Old Testament of the Lord Jesus is the tabernacle.
我们在旧约有一幅图画和预表，就是这个帐幕会幕。
We see His person.
我们可以看到他的个性
，His character，
我们可以看到他的性格
，We see his purpose，
我们可以看到他的旨意
，We see his love， all these things are there，
我们可以看到他的爱，这些一切都在里面
，Every little knob， every little thread has meaning，
每一根线，每一根每一个东西都有它的意思
，Every color，
每一个颜色
，When we read the scripture this morning。
当我们读我们今天早上的圣经的时候
What three colors did we keep repeating?
有三个颜色常常出现，那是哪三个颜色呢？
Scarlet. Blue, purple, scarlet. What material?
蓝色、紫色、朱红色。
Linen.
用什么东西呢？是细麻，蓝的细麻。
And on those ten panels and on the veil,There was something there in gold. What was that? A picture of.
在那个门上面有一些东西是用金子所造的，那是什么东西呢？
Cherubim.
那是基路伯。
You passed the test.
你们通过考试了。
These colors, this material, are pictures of the Lord Jesus.
这些颜色跟这些材料都是主耶稣的预表。
And as our brother mentioned, the most important thing that we can do is to look upon him.
我们刚才弟兄所说的最重要的事情就是转眼看耶稣。
We often go a long time boasting about the wisdom of man.
我们很多时候花很长的时间来用以我们的自己的智慧来夸口。
We learn late in life.Not to boast about the might, the strength, the power of man.
我们在人生到了很晚的时候才知道不要用自己的勇力、财物、智慧夸口。
Not to boast of the riches of man.
不要用自己的财物夸口。
Look what I got.
看看我有什么。
Look what was given to me.
你看什么东西给了我。
Look what I bought.
你看我买了什么东西。
All to rust or to be stolen or to be decayed.
这些都是会 损坏的
or to be given to someone else like Psalm 49 says
或者这些东西都会 给其他人就好像诗篇49篇所说的
we gather to be given to someone we don't even like
我们收据了这些一切东西可是都给了他人
the vanity of life
这一切都是生命真是虚空的
and this is why around the Lord's table this morning we sing of the worth the value the treasure in Christ
所以我们今天早上在他的桌子面前我们是唱到他的价值跟他的宝贝
It is going to last forever
因为这些是永存到永远
And the Lord is using every single thing in our life every day to work that treasure into our heart
神利用我们一生中发生的所有事情使我们在心中是可以聚集财宝贝
When we stand before the Lord Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ
当我们在他的基督的审判台面前的时候
He's not going to say Well brother You sure had a nice fleet of cars during your life
你在基督的审判台前他不会跟你说弟兄啊你真的是聚集了很多好的东西
You really lived uptown
你真的是住得很好的住址
Nothing
不会没有这些东西
He's strictly going to be opened up and says What is there of Christ?
他只是会说有什么东西是属于主的
What is of his life?
有些是什么属于他的生命的
What is of his nature?
有些什么是属于他的个性的
Is his character here?
他的个性是不是坐在你里面呢？
What did you live for?
你是围着什么而活呢？
Was your vocation Schlumberger or was your vocation the Lord Jesus?
你是在这个公司做事吗？还是你是为主而工作呢？
Was your vocation Enron?
你是为了安然而工作吗？
Well, it still is Brother James.
翁弟兄还是在安然工作。
Not in heart.
可是他的心并不是在安然。
The reason Brother James goes to Enron is to pay the bills.
翁弟兄之所以要去安然，是因为他要付账单。
He's learning to have a heart for the Lord.
他是在学习怎么样是有一颗心是向着主的。
It's eternal.
是永恒的。
100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, dividends.
一百年后，一万年之后，还是有利润。
All eternity there will be a dividends.
在永恒里面是可以分红的。
If we are buying Christ.
如果我们是住在主里面。
If this is what's capturing our heart.
如果这是我们心所赎的话。
Letting the Lord through the cross conform us to His image.
是主借着十字架在我们心里面把我们造成他的模样。
In the book of Exodus, no less than 20 times we will see blue, purple, scarlet.
在出埃及记有超过20次提到蓝色、紫色、朱红色。
Anytime you have something even repeated twice, it's important.
如果有些什么事情是重复两次的话，是很重要的。
This is repeated over and over and over.
这是一而再、再而三的重复。
Because these colors and material represent the King of Kings.
因为这些颜色跟材料是预表万王之王。
Blue is heavenly.
蓝色是属天的。
Jesus was the first one that descended to this earth as a human being.
主耶稣是第一个从上面来到下面的一个人。
He was a heavenly man.
他是一个属天的人。
How many of you read Brother Yun's story, The Heavenly Man?
有谁看过这个属天的人这本书？
Y-U-N, am I saying that right?
原
It's a great, great story, The Heavenly Man.
有一个故事是属天的人。
But he's not really the Heavenly Man.
可是他并不是真正属天的人。
He knew the Heavenly Man in a wonderful way.
他认识这个属天的人是很有奇妙的方法认识这个属天的人。
Jesus was divine.
主耶稣是完全神圣的。
He had his roots in heaven, not on this earth.
他的根是扎在天上的。
He came down and walked on this side.
他降下来这个地上，在这个地上行走。
But he never became attached to it.
可是他没有跟这个地上连接。
It never got a hold of him.
这个地上并没有霸占他。
To own things that were going to be gone tomorrow.
去拥有一些东西是今天有了，明天就没有了。
This did not catch him, did not grab his heart.
这些事情并没有霸占他的心。
He was heavenly.
他是属天的。
Always keeping his focus.
他是一直他的注意力是没有改变的。
And being heavenly, he never tried to transform in a fleshly way things down here.
因为他是属天的，所以他在这个地上没有用属肉体的方法来改变这个世界。
Have you ever opened your refrigerator and a lemon and an orange got stuck in the back for about 4 months?
你有没有试过打开你的冰箱，有一个柠檬或者一个橘子是放在冰箱里面4个月？
You don't know if it's a lemon or an orange because it's white and blue in color.
你可能不知道那个到底是柠檬还是橘子，因为它已经是蛮有白色、蓝色的。
It's the size of a prune instead of a size of an orange.
那是一个好像梅子这么大，而不是像一个橘子这么大。
What do you do with that?
那你对这个怎么处置呢？
Do you take it out and say, there's got to be something good here?
你会拿出来说，这里面一定有些什么好的。
What if I just dust off this layer of mold?
或者把上面的这个霉把它除去。
Shine it up a little bit.
然后把它弄得亮亮的。
Jesus didn't do that.
主耶稣没有这样做。
being heavenly, he knew that you could not bring heaven and earth together and have mixture.
他知道，因为他是属天的，他知道他不能把天堂跟地上连接在一起。
You could not reform it.
你不能更新它。
You could not just say, maybe set it over here next to good oranges. Say, imitate these good oranges.
你不能把坏的橘子放在好的橘子旁边，说你学学这个好的橘子。
No, being a heavenly man, he knew that there was nothing good here.
因为他是属天的人，所以他知道这个里面没有任何好处。
That the only way of dealing with things on this earth were first of all through death.
他知道对付这个世界上一切的事情，首要的是死。
There had to be a new life.
这必须要有新生命。
One of the things that prevents us, brothers and sisters, from going forward is that very subtly in the back of our minds, we think that there is something that can be changed, altered.
在有一件事情是可以使我们阻挡我们向前的，就是我们根本不意识到这个事情，可是我们就想到说有些东西我们可以改变。
If I attend the meeting and I sort of sing angelically and look towards heaven, that somehow I will be connected to heaven.
如果我参加这个聚会，然后我看起来好像天使一样，然后我这样子唱歌的话，那我就可以跟这个天堂连接。
We are not heavenly people.
我们不是属天的人。
Jesus is the heavenly person.
只有耶稣是属天的。
We are from down here.
我们是属地的。
He is from up there.
他是从上来的。
And we have to then be completely changed.
所以我们必须要彻底的被改变。
Through the grave.
坟墓开始。
We have to accept the fact that we were crucified with Christ.
我们必须要接受这个事实，就是我们与他同钉十字架。
And that we were buried.
然后我们是被埋葬。
And then heavenly life came out of that grave.
所以从那个坟墓里面就出现了这个属天的生命。
And that process continues day by day.
这个程序是每天不断的经历的。
No more difficult than just that.
没有比这个更难的。
Lord, I am dead.
主啊，我是死的。
Yesterday, I was dictating a letter to my wife as she was emailing.
昨天我向我的妻子念一个我想写的信，然后她在那个写回信。
And I dictated a sentence, and she said, "I don't think you should say that."
我就说了一句话，我的妻子就说，你大概不能这样讲。
I thought to myself, that takes nerve.
我就跟我自己说，这个真的是蛮勇敢的。
But I didn't say that.
我没有这样说。
I said, omit that sentence.
就把那句话删除掉了。
A little later, I went into my office.
过不一阵子，我去我自己的办公室里面。
Not settled to my spirit.
可是我的灵还没有安顿下来。
I didn't want to have to go back and say I'm sorry.
我并不想说我要向姊妹道歉。
So I first of all knew that I'd sinned against God.
所以我首先知道我是在神面前我是犯了错。
And I thought, Lord, I grieved your spirit.
主啊，我消灭了圣灵的感动。
I let my spirit come out.
我让我自己的灵出现。
But I thank you, that's buried.
可是我感谢你的给我的灵。
And I have your spirit.
我有你给我的灵。
I thought, well, that should do it.
那我想这就够了吧。
But I couldn't continue my work.
可是我不能继续我的工作。
I had to go up, go into her office.
我要去我姊妹的房间。
Helen, I apologize.
姊妹啊，我要向你道歉。
My spirit was impatient.
我的灵是没有耐性。
It's like a burden.
就好像我的负担除去了。
Why do I say this?
为什么我这样说呢？
Just as an example, how many times during the day we have to come back.
这就是一个小小的例子，在我们日常生活中，我们常常需要归回。
And do what we did the day we accepted Christ, whether it was a year ago or 50 years ago.
做那件事，不管是我们一年前还是五十年前接受主耶稣的那件事。
Crucified and buried so his life can come back.
要与他同钉同埋葬，然后他的生命就在我们里面。
How freeing that is.
这是何等的自由。
And that is how then this heavenly life begins to become formed in us.
那这个属天的生命就在我们里面开始做工。
We stumble, brothers and sisters, over the simplicity of it.
因为这件事情实在太简单了，所以我们常常因这个而犯错。
We are a proud people, and it's very difficult to do. I know it is for me.
我们何其骄傲，所以这样做这种简单的事情是真的是很困难。我知道我自己就是这样。
How many times I've had to do this with my wife and with others, and you know, it never gets easier.
我跟我的姊妹跟其他人常常需要这样做，可是并没有做这件事情，并没有因此而更容易。
There's always a moment, maybe I could circumvent it this time.
很多时候我在想说，如果我可以逃过这一次。
But the Lord wants us to become heavenly people like the Son.
可是主是要我们做属天的子民，就像他儿子一样。
Every time we look up in the sky, we see that blue.
每一次我们抬头向天，我们就看到那蓝天。
It should remind us of the Lord Jesus.
这应该是可以提醒我们主耶稣。
From one side of the horizon to the other.
从天的这一边到另一边。
Covering us.
他是遮盖我们。
Available to us.
是对我们永远敞开。
Even when there are clouds, knowing it's there.
虽然可能有乌云，可是我们知道它是在那里。
Any of you who fly a lot or climb mountains know you can get above those clouds.
如果你是常常飞行或者常常爬山的话，你知道你是可以越过这些云。
And heaven is there.
然后天就天堂就在那里。
There's another color, purple.
另外还有颜色是紫色。
Purple, in purple we see the riches of Christ.
我们从紫色可以看到基督的富足。
The wealthy.
何等的有财物。
Often wore purple.
很多时候有钱的人常常是穿紫色的。
Was our Lord Jesus rich?
我们的主耶稣何等富足。
Rich in light.
他的里面满有光。
When he came to this earth, wherever he walked, darkness vanished.
他在这个世界上行走的时候，他一出现，黑暗就被除去。
We often want the environment to be lighted.
很多时候，我们希望我们的环境被光亮起来。
I wish I could find a fellowship where there was just all light with all the people.
我多希望找到一个地方聚会是可以所有人都是充满着光的。
On the Sabbath, we see Jesus walking into the synagogue.
我们看到在安息日主进入会堂。
A man-made disaster.
会堂真的是一个很大的人为的错误。
Thought up by man.
这是人头脑里想出来的东西。
Subsisted through man.
因为人的需要，所以
It was for the glory of man.
这也是为着人的荣耀而建成的。
Little of God.
没有任何神的成分。
He's light, rich in light.
可是他是满有光。
And whatever, whether it was Nazareth for 30 years or Capernaum for 3 years, light.
不管是在拿撒勒三十年还是加伯农三十年，都是满有光的。
We're always trying to change our environment.
很多时候我们想改变我们的环境。
Brothers and sisters, you have Christ.
可是弟兄姊妹，你是有主耶稣。
He is in you.
他是在你里面。
All the light that He is, you can possess.
他所有的生命，你都可以充充满满的得着。
We can walk into that dark workplace tomorrow.
我们明天可以进入这个黑暗的工作场所。
And keep our cell phone on heavenward.
可是我们可以把我们属天的手机打开。
And be appropriating that light.
我们可以把那个光利用
each moment
每一刻都可以利用那个光
whether it's the boredom and the tedium of changing diapers
不管你是不是在换尿布，是多么的烦躁的一件事情。
Or the false excitement in the workplace.
或者是在工作里面有很刺激的事情发
生。In reality, they're all dark.
不管是可是实际上这些都是黑暗。
Handling money, darkness.
钱什么的都是黑暗。
Very fleeting.
很快就不见了。
Being around crabby people.
跟这些讨厌的人在一起。
Anxious people.
这些常常烦恼的人在一起
worrying about their 401k
他们一到晚就想他自己的退休金
watching it slip away into the river
看到这个退休金越来越少
and you can say praise God
可是你可以说赞美神
because of light
因为他有光
he was rich in life
他是蛮有生命
the woman hemorrhaging for 12 years reached out and touched the garment
那个患了血漏病的妇人病了三十年她伸手碰主耶稣的衣襟
That reaching out, brothers and sisters, was just like prayer. It's reaching out in faith.
那个伸手就是代表我们好像祷告是靠着信心祷告
It connected her to life.
那就把她她的生命就注定了
Oh, we have it so much better than those people did at the time of the Lord on this earth.
我们得着的是比这些人更多更多的东西。
That woman had to get within touching distance of the Lord Jesus.
那个妇人必须要来到她可以伸手碰到主耶稣的距离。
If she was a foot away, she couldn't reach.
如果她是一尺以外，她就不能碰到。
By the Holy Spirit, the Lord has given us the spiritual phone.
可是因为她的信给我们的信心，她给我们这个属天的手机。这个有信心的手机。
Lord.Touch me.
主啊，碰我。
I need your life.
我需要你的生命。
Everything around my environment is death.
所有在我的环境里面的东西都是死亡。
I talk to this person, they're angry.
我跟这个人讲话，他是蛮有怒气。
I talk to this person, they're excited. They just won the lottery.
我跟另外一个人讲话，他很兴奋，因为他刚刚赢了六合彩。
All is vanity.
一切都是虚空。
Never pray to win the lottery.
你们不要祷告赢这个六合彩。
If you ever read the stories of all the people that read the lottery, that win the lottery, it's the saddest commentary in life.
如果你阅读这些中了头奖的这些人的故事，这是何等的悲哀。
Brothers and sisters, there's something so much better than the lottery, and that is life, capital L.
比这些更重要的是生命。
And this purple color that stood out boldly at that outside gate of the court represented the riches of his life.
这个紫色就是预表他很站在这个院外。
And when the priest approached the door of the holy place, there was another curtain, and it had purple in it.
当祭司进入这个圣所的时候，有一个幔子，那个幔子也是紫色。
Life.Enter in, come in. Both these gates speak of coming in.
这些生命就在里面。这些院子都是代表进入。
It was a life rich in love.
他的生命是蛮有爱。
A life rich in patience.
忍耐。
A life rich in peace and rest.
他的生命是蛮有平安跟安息。
It didn't matter how the waves were rolling.The Lord's asleep at rest in the boat.
不管这个波浪是如期的汹涌，他还是在船里面睡得很安稳。
And all of these things in that purple color are for us.
这些都是紫颜色所代表的。
The people in the Old Testament, they could look at it.
从旧约的里面人，他们可以看。
Must be nice.
这应该是很好吧。
They could be told about it.
他们可以告诉被人家告诉这些关于。
But very few have came into what.You and I can come in this instant.
可是他们极少数人可以进入像我们这样进入这个实际。
And then there's scarlet.
然后还有朱红色。
That royal color.
那个王室的颜色。
If there ever was a man of royalty.
如果在有任何一个是有王族的话。
His very conception was by heaven, the Holy Spirit.
他的受孕就是属天的。
All of us are conceived in our mother's womb in sin.
我们都是在母胎里面因着罪恶而受孕的。
That impregnation is by the sin of the old nature.
那个受孕就是因为是罪性堕落的根基。
But not the royalty of Christ.
可是属于王族的基督不是如此。
And when he arrived on the scene there in Bethlehem.
当他在伯利恒出现的时候。
He was welcomed by the heavens.
天是欢迎他。
The heavens welcomed him.
天是欢迎他。
And an angel spoke out to the shepherds.
天使是跟牧羊人讲话。
Glory to God in the highest.
荣耀归于在诸天上的主。
Peace, goodwill toward men.
平安降到地上。
And the stars shone in the east.
在东方有这个星，明亮的星。
And the magi saw it.
这个有志士就知道。
And in Matthew 2, they come and they say, "Where is the King of the Jews?"
在马太福音第二章，他们说哪一个是犹太人的王
？Where is this king who was born king of the Jews？
哪一个王是在伯利恒所生的王
？Heaven knew he was royalty。
属天的人都知道他是王。
We didn't realize it。
可是我们自己并不知道。
I hope everyone has their heavenly cell phone on。
我们希望大家都把属天的手机打开。
I know the other cell phones are working。
我知道其他的手机都是功能很好。
Just keep these on.
把属天的手机打开。
No blood ever flowed through a human being as rich, as blue as the blood in Christ.
没有人的血在这个世界上是好像主耶稣的血这么样是蓝色的。
We come to the place where it's declared in Revelation, He is the King of all kings.
我们来到启示录的时候，他们就说这是万王之王。
When Jesus walked this earth like a king, He walked with authority.
当主耶稣在这个地上行走的时候，他像神这样蛮有权力。
And it's asked, Who is this man that even the winds obey his voice.
所以众人就问这人是谁连风也听他的呼唤。
The demons, the principalities, the power, he could say, come out.
鬼魔他可以对鬼魔说你出来。
Go and your servant will be healed.
去然后你的侍应就会得到医治。
He spoke with such authority, such power, such strength.
满有权柄满有能力。
And yet at the same time, he's the servant of all.
可是在同时他也是众人的奴仆
so regal and humility
他是蛮有谦卑
caring for all
他对所有人都怀着关怀的心
but there's also a cherubim
然后还有
基路伯 excuse me, let me one step backLinen, the material.
还有就是这个细麻，这个材料。
All the linen in these curtains there in the tabernacle.
这些所有的材料都是在会幕里面。
Speak of the purity of our Lord.
这就讲到我们主耶稣的纯洁。
Purity is different than cleanliness.
纯洁跟干净是不同的。
If you have been washed in the blood of the Lamb this morning, there is a cleanness.
如果你是被主的宝血洗净的话
But the question
你是被洗净
is, Are we pure?
可是这个问题是我们是不是单纯的
Cleanliness has to do with defilement
洗净是跟这个尘埃有关系
And we know Jesus of course was not defiled
我们知道神是没有被任何东西所玷污
He who knew no sin
他是不认识罪
There was never a thought of me or myin his veins.
他从来没有想到，他的血里面并没有流着这个思想是我或者我的。
He was clean.
他是被洗洁净的。
But more importantly,
可是更重要的是
，He was pure.
他是纯洁的。
Pure has to do with singleness of eye.
纯洁就好像眼睛一样，是那么单纯的。
And if you want to see how single his eye is, read the prayer of John 17 sometime.
如果你要看到他的眼睛何其的单纯，你就看看他在约翰福音第十七章的祷告。
His life on this earth is his father.
他的生命在这个地上就是他的父。
It's not his ministry. It's not ministry.
不是他的服事。
It's not healing.
也不是医治。
It's not feeding 5,000.
也不是喂养五千人。
It's not ministry.
也不是他的侍奉。
It's his father.
而是他的父神。
What does the father want?
父神要我做什么呢?
I do what the father wants.
他做他父神要他做的事情。
He was pure.
他是单纯。
One of the reasons, brothers and sisters, our lives are so complicated.
有一个原因，为什么我们的生命这么样的复杂？
Because of impurity.
就是因为不单纯。
One minute, I'm just totally consumed by my job.
在这一刻，我们是对这个工作蛮有热心。
I think I'm going to get promoted.
我想我大概会升职了。
On the other hand, oh, it's slipping. I think I'm going to lose my job.
另一方面，我的工作好像不保了。
Our concentration is on something that is earthly, that's vanity.
所以我们的心思意念是注视在这个属世的东西，是虚空的东西。
I have been born to be a mother.
我是身为母亲。
It's raising these children. This is my life.
我的生命就是把这些小孩养大。
They're gone. They're in college.
他们转眼就去上大学了。
What am I about?
那我的生命就是什么呢?
Not pure in heart.
我们的心不单纯。
You see, when our eyes are just on the Lord.
我们的眼目必须要注视主耶稣。
He gives the love and the wisdom to deal with our spouse. Marriage is taken care of.
他就给我们爱跟给我们智慧，让我们在这个婚姻里面可以相处得好。
When I am consumed with the Lord,There is the wisdom and the understanding and the rest to do my schoolwork.
当我在主里面蛮有热心的时候，我就有这个安息，可以在这个学业上面做事。
But our singleness is not singleness; it's mixture.
可是我们的所谓单纯是往往有掺杂。
If the Lord Jesus saw the importance of being single,
如果主耶稣可以认识到这个单纯的重要性的话
，How much more? Must we as fallen men have just one thought?
我们这些堕落的人对这个单纯的心是多么重要。
Taking care of him, knowing him.
我们要先以他为念。
How many times in the last year we looked at David and saw the key to his life, singleness, purity?
我们看到去年我们看到大卫的生命之中一个关键就是。他有这个单纯单一的心。
And anytime David looked over his shoulder and says, "Oh, boy, I'm the king. Let's see how many people I have here."
每一次大卫稍微不小心就想到说，我看看我现在可以点数多少人。
About death.
那就是死亡就被带进来了。
He was back in himself.
因为他又回到他自我里面去。
Bathsheba is another example.
那个别十八是另外一个例子。
And we all have these Bathshebas.
我们也有自己里面的别十八。
That have to be dealt with.
我们需要被对付。
Until it's just him.
直到什么都没，只有剩下的就是主耶稣。
And now we have, as we walk into the holy place, we see these cherubs on this veil.
当我们走进圣所的时候，我们就可以看到基路伯在这个幔子上。
This veil with its colors, blue, purple, scarlet, linen.
我们看到这个幔子是有紫色、蓝色、朱红色，是用细麻织成的。
Is the Messiah in the flesh?
是这个弥赛亚，是在肉体身上的弥赛亚。
All the priests knew that.
所有的祭司都知道认识这一件事情。
When they walked in, they said, "The Messiah is coming."
当他来的时候，所有的祭司都说，弥赛亚来了。
And they could recite to the people what these colors meant.
这些祭司可以告诉众人这些颜色代表什么。
The people knew about Christ.
众人都知道基督。
And there were these cherubims that spoke of God's pattern.
基路伯就预表神的图案。
We have all failed.
我们都失败过。
But God says, I'm going to keep right there in front of everyone the pattern.
可是神说我要把众人面前放这个样式。
The pattern is Christ.
这个样式就是主耶稣。
He can stand here in front of the holy place.
他可以站在圣所前面。
He can stand between the holy place and the holy of holies.
他可以站在圣所跟至圣所中间。
And this was accomplished all on the cross.
这些都是在十字架上所造成的。
And we just read when the Lord was hanging there on the cross.
我们刚才念到主耶稣挂在十字架的时候。
At about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
在下午三点钟的时候。
After 3 hours of darkness.
有三个钟头的黑暗。
After sin was taken care of.
当罪都被除去的时候。
From heaven, God tore that veil.
从天上神把这个幔子裂开。
Jesus in the flesh was crushed.
主耶稣在他肉身上
crucified
是被钉死了。
And what does it mean to us?
这对我们有什么意义呢？
We walk in.
所以我们可以进入。
We walk through.
我们可以进入。
Abide with me.
他说住在我里面。
I've done it all.
我都已经成就一切了。
All of these things that you see here with these colors and stuff representing my character are now yours.
这些所有颜色所预表的个性都是可以是属于你的。
Eat of me.
吃我。
Buy of me. Buy.
向我买。
Drink of me.
喝我。
We just celebrated that around the Lord's table.
我们刚刚已经在他的饼杯面前庆祝了这一件事情。
This isn't something we do at 9:30 Sunday morning.
这并不是我们每天主日九点半做的事情。
Every day of the week, Acts tells us.
每一天在这个每一个礼拜中。
We're eating and drinking all through the week.
我们都是吃它喝它。
Because the veil has been ripped.
因为幔子已经被裂开了。
We walk through.
所以我们可以进入。
All that is of heaven.
这些所有属天的。
All that is of that richness of Christ.
这些所有主耶稣的富足。
All of that royal blood.
这些所有有王室的血统。
All that purity.
这些所有的单纯。
Is ours.
都是我们的。
Why?
为什么呢？
For me?
是因为我吗？
So I can be.A monument on a wall.
所以我可以变成这个有名，可以再变成一个石像。
No, to be the son's bride.
不是，是因为我们是可以成为基督的心腹。
We need his character.
我们需要他的个性。
And the Lord is using everything, brothers and sisters, in our life each day to bring us in.
主耶稣利用我们生活每一天的每一件事情，让我们可以进入。
Our Father's intention is that we live in the Holy of Holies.
我们父的旨意就是要我们住在至圣所里面。
And from that abiding life inside,
透过这个住在他里面的生命，
we serve outward.
我们可以往外服侍。
We minister out from there.
我们从里面向外服侍。
It's just the opposite. We don't work from the outside in.
我们相反的，我们不是从外到内。
If you know Christ today, you have been baptized into His life.
如果你认识主耶稣的话，你是被进入他的生命里面。
His life is your life.
他的生命就是你的生命。
And now, out of our innermost being can flow rivers of living water.
从我们里面深处就可以活出涌流出永生的涌流。
Inside the veil.
这是在幔内里面的事情。
No more outside.
我们不再在外面。
No more trying like religion to get in.
我不像是好像一个宗教这样子，我们是尝试着去进入。
But in.
我们已经在里面。
Placed there.
我们已经被放在里面。
By simple faith.
透过我们简单的信心。
You have put me there, Lord. Thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你已经把我们放在里面。
And this week, I want to live.Out of that holy of holies.
所以这一个这一周我们要把在圣所里面的生命活出来。我们一起祷告。
Father, We thank you that you tell us to taste of you and see that you're good.
主啊，我们感谢你，要我们说尝试主的的好处。
Like David, to behold the beauty of the Lord.
像大卫一样瞻仰你的荣美。
We will spend our whole eternity knowing Him.
我们要花一辈子的永恒来看他。
Give us a pure heart.
给我们一个单一的心。
To only want one thing.
所以让我们只需要一样东西。
The Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名而求。